stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Two by two and side by side.
Give before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched my anchor, part of you pours out of me. Said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine, you're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. Still be on my feet.
that you leave. Just peer over and not forget what feet are splitting threads of thunder over me. Listen closely, closely to the floor, emitting all its graces through the pores. You make a fine shrine in me. You build a fine shrine in me.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Behind. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You probably already knew that. Who's just turning in? Hopefully, tuning in. Hopefully some of you. You might be wondering, what is this? Is this one of those pre-recorded? Is this one of those station ID things? And you would be wrong. Although I feel like I'm just kind of one, at this point, I'm just one big station, walking station identification thing. One sec, I just gotta turn this AC off. There we go. It's cold out. I don't need that. Oh boy. Anyway, yeah, so my name's Jamie. I've been DJing here for long enough. where I feel comfortable just popping in, you know. What really happened is I wanted to go play piano, and that didn't work out. The building was closed. So I came here and to sub for someone who won't be here at 12, and then that spot got taken. So I was just sitting here, but the station was empty, and I thought, why not? If only just for me, you know. Here's something I don't like. If you've been listening for the past 15 minutes, you heard that station ID, the one with Free Will, the Rush song Free Will, and then the dude talking over, and I hate that so much, because you're like, Free Will, and then it's like some dude, and it, like, that's the number one rule of station IDs, of pre-recorded station IDs, is don't make it sound like a, don't start it off like a song, because everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, it's the song, it's like that song, but it's not that song, it's just some dude telling you what station you're listening to, even though you probably already knew that. That's what I have to say. These can't sound really weird. So that's my little rant. That's my little rant of the day. Otherwise, yeah. I've learned my lesson. Don't, you know, always respond to sublist emails as fast as you can, because there's always someone there who wants to take, and you know, power to them. I sub way too much on this station. I didn't want to sub for the show that's going on now, because I don't like it when it's happened a couple times where I've missed my show, but I forgot to post in the sublist, but then someone else. This makes no sense to people who don't DJ. So I need to figure out some stuff to play over the next, I don't know. We'll see how long this lasts. But I don't know. I have like a song picked out. I'm going to spend the next 4 minutes just figuring out what to play, and I'll get right back to you. So keep it tuned right here. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you. DeMarco on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Wild Man. First track off of his newest This Old Dog. I've never been a big Mac DeMarco fan. Despite, you know, being a 21-year-old white male at a liberal arts liberal arts left-leaning college. Never been super big into Mac DeMarco, but man, I really like this album. It's great. Listen, This Old Dog, it's called. It feels more mature. It feels more like thought out, thought through. I dig it. I really do. So yeah, check it out. A lot of it's about his dad, which is sad, but you know. Yeah. I've gone through. I've found some tunes, and I found that 50% of them are sad late night songs, and then the other 50% are guilty pleasures I had from when I was a child. so I'd say I need more swear words in these songs. It's safe harbor hours. I can do what I want. But I'd say, you know, why not have a healthy mix, healthy trade-off between those two genres, because those are genres that I made up. Yeah, so I might do blocks, I might not do, we'll see, what I come up with, but for now, enjoy some tunes, don't worry about it, it's fine, I'll be back, I have to do a PSA at some point, or I could just play one, but I don't like to do that, so, yeah, National.
cut through bone to make it hard to leave you alone, leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody new, baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Cause there's too many people they used to know. They see you coming, they see you go. Know your secrets, you know this. This town is crazy, nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Fighting, I'm tired of fighting, fighting for a lost cause. This place we are going, you ain't never.
If I know this song, and ride along. Get home late, don't tell the folks what I dream of. It's all just sex, though I will call it love. You are the sociopath I've always wanted to be, standing outside some dark suburban Main Street, hanging around and trying not to breathe. You are the beautiful half of every interaction.
WMFO Medford, welcome back, or welcome to, if you're just tuning in. That was Alistam. First heard The National with Squalor Victoria off of Boxers, which that had a bad word in it. From a Boxer in 2007. They're coming out a new album soon. Excited. Back after that. With Lost Cause off of Sea Change, his album from 2002. You might know him from his Grammy Award-winning sequel, Morning Phase, which isn't as good, but hey, that's just my opinion. After that, John Merfeld. Hey, I know that guy. You probably do too. Slow Dance Me off of his second album, Quiet Slide from 2015, an album where all the songs are about puberty, I guess. No, I'm kidding, John. If you're listening, you're not listening. Yeah. Let's see. Next. Alright. Yeah. The next block's just gonna be new metal that I listened to in middle school. Enjoy that. Who are you to tell me what? Don't tell me what to do. I'll play what I want. And right now I'm gonna play some Breaking Benjamin. So keep it tuned.
7.0. Looking at life through the eyes of a tire hub. Eating seeds is a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, of our city.
The earth gets
Rage Against the Machine on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Bulls on Parade, rounding off a trio of tunes that I listened to in middle school. They're still good. I still like them quite a bit, but I just don't really listen to them. But yeah, one hot sec here. Yeah, Bulls, Rage Against the Machine with Bulls on Parade. Before that, System of a Down with Toxicity. I listened to them so much in middle. I had a huge phase in like eighth grade, super into System of a Down. I would listen to that album Toxicity just on repeat nonstop, and it was just that album too. It wasn't even like their other stuff. I listened to some of their other singles like BYOB, but like for the most part I had Toxicity. And so I would listen to that, which is pretty wild. I was super into that piece of work. And then before that, Breaking Benjamin with Diary of Jane. I still think that is a really well-written song. I think it holds up. I think they probably get crap because they're like quote-unquote new metal, but, I don't even know. But, man, I think that is just a super well-written song. By a good band. Time for PSA. This might be the most eye-catching PSA I've ever seen in the binder. This text really sells it. You folks can't see it, but I'll do my best to sort of convey the tone that this PSA is trying to accomplish visually. Tired of airplane noise? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line 617-561-3333. Online, www.bostonwestfairskies.org/noise-complaints.html. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhoods, schools, playgrounds, and homes as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today. www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Check website for our next meeting. Yeah, I've heard about, there have been PSAs about that in the past. I think there might even be some in this binder still. Man, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've seen one of those and read one of those in the flesh. Cool. So this is kind of a weird time, because I'm not sure if I should, like, stick around, because there is another show coming up. In about 4 minutes, but I don't know. They haven't been here since, they've been here for a while, so I don't know if, for a few weeks, so I don't know if they're actually coming back, but I'll just play a shorter tune, and if I don't see you, in the next hour, then have a good night. If they don't show up, then, guess I'll be DJing some more. I don't know. Or I might just split. Who knows? You don't care. That's okay, because the music is what we should care about. And that's what we'll be playing more of. So I'll leave you with some Grizzly Bear, some new Grizzly Bear, which I'm excited to play. Keep it tuned right here, 91.5 WMFO Medford. I took the
Love ain't